Hello, my name is Chip Lang. You are listening to Total EM. Today we're going to talk about the HeartCode ACLS program and discussing whether it is worth the money to actually do this. The big reason why I'm mentioning this today is because the HeartCode ACLS program is what I've just taken to do my ACLS update. And ACLS, for those who are not in the know, stands for Advanced Cardiac Life Support. The reason why it's important to do this course is because every 2 years you will need to update your ACLS for most institutions, and it includes multiple factors. One of the big ones that it seems to talk about the most is about cardiac arrest care, and that's the key point ACLS tends to go over the most. The thing with ACLS is that usually you have to go to a course in person, whether you do the full provider course or you do its update. Now, HeartCode ACLS is, as they put it on their website, is a self-directed, comprehensive e-learning program that uses e-simulation technology to allow students to assess and treat patients in virtual healthcare settings. To enter the course, students must complete a pre-course self-assessment. They don't mention this, but you need at least 70% to pass. Students will then be presented with a team dynamics lesson and 10 in-hospital patient cases, including a BLS case and 2 MegaCode cases. Upon successful completion of all patient cases, students must pass the written exam with a score of 84%. Students then are able to attend the hands-on session required for full course completion. The reason why I mention this and why we're talking about it on the podcast is because HeartCode ACLS has some advantages, including the fact that what Total EM is all about is talking about the tools of the trade in academic learning and emergency medicine. And this is a great tool that could be potentially used. There are some setbacks. We'll talk about the pros and cons here in a second. But HeartCode ACLS, this program, can be useful for those who are in the rural environment. And since we talk a lot about those people who are in rural settings or people who won't be able to access always the ACLS class, because it can be really hard to find a good class. And I've had this issue when I was trying to find a class kind of last minute, that programs like these online can really help you out. So let's talk about some of the finer points with HeartCode ACLS. So like the little description says, it is an online program and it's set up in a virtual environment. And what it does is it runs through a series of videos. Now, if you've been through the ACLS, PALS, BLS, you'll be familiar with the videos. The videos are actually a little different for HeartCode ACLS than what it typically is for some of the other classes that I've done before. And I noticed that this change seemed okay, and it wasn't too bothersome. It's a lot of the basics, talking about team dynamics and about how to actually run the code, good communication, all those elements, which are all good things to mention. I have no problems with that. But there are some things that I wish they would have included, and we'll talk about that more here in a moment. But the nice thing about the program is it's set up to go over situations and scenarios, talk about the basic algorithms, and then have patients, you know, simulated patients to actually practice on and do a whole series of skills with. So you essentially run a code, and it's great because of the way it does feedback and whatnot. It makes you actually feel like you're doing a really good job and can provide you with some reassurance there. I don't know what it's going to cost everyone. It may vary by setting, but what I paid for was $132, and that's through the American Heart Association, so the AHA's course. $132 is not a bad deal for ACLS. There definitely are more expensive courses out there. But when you look at other options, I even just quickly Googled AeroVac, because I've used AeroVac in the past for my ACLS, PALS, BLS, and others, that they have a current ACLS update course. It's only $20, which is a huge, huge pricing. Now, given you had to go to a course in person, you had to drive there and possibly get a hotel room, blah, 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 you may have to do all that. Usually there's enough, in my area at least, AeroVac stations where they do this training, and that's not a real issue. I need to mention here, by the way, real quick, I almost forgot to do this. As always, I have no financial interest in any of this I actually paid, like I said, $132 for the AHA HeartCode ACLS. So I'm definitely not getting any money for this. I'm paying them and I get no benefits from that. Same thing goes for AeroVac or anyone else for that matter. As I've always said, if I have any sort of financial interests, I'll let you know. But again, this is all just my personal preference, and I wanted to talk about this because there are no current reviews out there for HeartCode ACLS. And if you're like me in a rural setting, it's going to be hard for you to actually get to do an ACLS course. This may be an alternative, and it's something to at least consider. All right, so let's actually talk about some of the pros, and I'm going to go over some of the main things I noticed with this. So HeartCode ACLS allows for instant and detailed feedback, especially with their simulation side. I can go through a whole scenario. These scenarios tend to last about 10 to 15 minutes in length, and it's basically a critical patient from start to finish, whether that's symptomatic bradycardia, tachycardia, cardiac arrest, whatever the case is, or stroke for that matter. There are a couple of cases of stroke in there. But no matter what the case is, you go through the entire situation and then it gives you feedback. And it'll tell you things that, hey, this is not perfect, or consider these as alternatives, all the way up to, this is a huge thing you missed, this is really bad, you need to do this again, or you need to fix that. And they'll tell you whether or not you pass based on the mistakes you make and how serious they are. Really good feedback there, because you can also look at timelines and time frame, and it can tell you, are you doing a good job keeping your hands on the chest for CPR and stuff like that. Now, as I already mentioned, this can be a great tool for distance learning, such as those who are in the rural and remote settings. Now, with that being said, there are parts of the course that you'll still have to do hands-on. But if you're someone like me who needs to do this in a short amount of time, this could still be a beneficial course, and it at least provides you with a way of getting that education as quickly as possible. So if you're someone who's going to have a hard time taking a course in person, at least you have this alternative. Another thing, just like most online courses, you can go at your own pace. And if you are busy in the midst of shifts, you could even possibly do this at your place of work. I did not do it that way. I actually kind of powered through the whole system. But I've known of other people who have taken this course and they did it during their shifts in the downtime they had, you know, 10 to 15 minutes here or there, where they could watch a video, maybe do one of the simulations. And the simulations, you can actually even pause. So if need be, you don't even have to do the full 10-minute scenario. I wouldn't recommend that too much because it's a great way to lose track and it can just drag out the scenario. But you've got that option if you want it. Another thing to talk about is the fact that, save the two megacode situations that they have at the very end, that's what you're actually getting the main testing on. You can replay these scenarios, and so you can try and improve, and that's a really nice thing because you're not getting the looking at you and judging you, especially if you're a provider and this is not your usual thing or you don't feel as comfortable with it. Well, at least you've got people where no one else is really watching, it's all you. And so if you're one of those people who needs that type of security, this is a great option for you. Also, they do a good job about providing all the materials online. Now, I do want to mention some cons, and one of those is actually about the materials. So the materials that they provide, they give you technically the full course booklets and stuff like that. I noticed with my system, it's very bulky, and it was very hard to flip to any of the pages. I don't know if it was set up like certain PDFs are, where you can click on the page number and it go to that page, but it did not work like that for me. So you'd have to go through, if this is a couple hundred page manual, you'd have to actually click through every single page of the PDF. So if you're the American Heart Association, happen to be listening, or you represent the American Heart Association, you realized that you're listening to this or whatever, again, this may be something that's worth fixing, because this is a total pain, and it may be something that I may just download it to have it for later, but it's not really going to help me at the time. And especially for a course like this, I'd hope to learn something like that. Now, something else that I also noticed is that you still have to go in person for a hands-on session. Well, like I said, I want this for the remote and rural practicing providers who are out there, whether they're PAs, docs, NPs, or nurses, because they can also take it, or paramedics. It doesn't matter. Whoever's out there taking this, you know, part of the idea is that you are doing this in your own setting, and you're kind of doing this at your own pace, but you still have to do a hands-on session. I understand the potential benefits of doing a hands-on session. I would not recommend this course in general for someone who's never done ACLS before, because it really won't teach you that well. It's really for someone who already, at least in my mind, has experience in ACLS and how to do this. Because with this approach, you should already know how to do most of this. Your EC grip, for example, on the bag valve mask, you should understand that already. But they still, I guess, want you to do that in person. And again, I understand that argument there, and I'm not going to create a fuss on that, but it's just kind of confusing, because if this is meant for people who either don't have a lot of time or maybe further away, and I still have to go and do this, well, crap, that doesn't actually help me out that much. And I was a little bummed that they still had that in place. I understand why, but I don't completely agree with it. Now, again, as I mentioned, this is very self-directed. This is very basics ACLS, which drives me nuts. If it's ACLS, it's advanced, right? So this cookbook type of approach to cardiac arrest, it's great for the people who are rarely doing this, the people who are working in the clinics or who do, I don't know, specialties that aren't really doing this, like urology or dermatology or stuff like that. This may not be a bad way for you to learn this, because again, you have all the pros that we talked about, and it allows you to go at your own pace and you stick with the basics and it's no big deal. But if you're someone who's in emergency medicine or critical care, it annoys me, because it really, especially in the videos, doesn't really talk about either the 2015 updates or just a lot of the finer points of ACLS, and that is so hard to do in general. I wish, and again, if anyone out there from the AHA is listening, I wish that we would have a way of doing a more enhanced ACLS course where we could talk about a lot of the big changes. For example, Canadian EM actually did a really good job talking about the big key updates from the 2015 ACLS guidelines. I'm going to include those in the show notes because they are so helpful. But there's nothing like that in the HeartCode ACLS course. And I was really annoyed by that. And the reason why is because, again, I had to look up everything to realize what the changes were. The actual HeartCode ACLS didn't mention that. And so, again, I already stay up to date on this, so it's not as big a deal for me, but I can only imagine someone who either this is their first time to try and do this, or they're just not very knowledgeable in ACLS and they're trying to figure this out and they don't know about the recent changes or what exactly they mean. Like, it talks about a few of them. I think the compressions was the main thing it talked about, talking about depth and talking about rate. Well, that changes, I feel like, every 5 years, where they have some little finesse that they add to it. But it didn't talk about, you know, some of the changes, like with ultrasound, for example, and cardiac arrest. Like, I had to look that up separately to even know that that was a new thing in the 2015 guidelines. Again, this would have been a real easy fix. Include an additional section or try and put more emphasis on that. But really, I didn't feel like this did that great of a job in that regard. And again, just barely mentions the 2015 updates. Now, one of the big things that this offers, again, it's a whole variety of scenarios, and it has different things like bradycardia, tachycardia, cardiac arrest, stroke, you name it. It's got a little bit of that in there. And I really like that. But when it actually came time to practice the simulations, sometimes they're actually very difficult to operate. It was a little bit of a bulky system, took a while to upload, at times because of the internet, which I have decent internet. I know there are a lot of people who, if they're practicing in rural settings, they have slower internet than mine. And there was a lot of lag time to it. I was using Chrome, which from the way it looked like it recommended Chrome to be used, but it gave you all the different specifications. But it said recommended was Chrome. So I used Chrome, and I was still having issues about boxes, trying to click on them, and I couldn't click directly on the box. I had to click above it. So sometimes I was giving the wrong medication or wrong dose or something else. It just didn't make sense, or it was slowing me down, so my times looked awful. And it just, I wasn't really impressed with that. You know, this is one of the main things to work on, is this allows me to do simulations. Well, if we're going to do that, it better be something that works. And that was a little frustrating to me. Now, once you figure out how it works, you can kind of go around it. But again, I shouldn't have to be able to figure out how to work around the glitches of the software so that I can actually do the course. And that, again, was a little frustrating with me. So, like I said, there are other people I talked to about HeartCode ACLS. I'm not going to mention anyone by name, but I did want to mention some of the feedback I got when I talked to people on Twitter or talked to them in person, because my colleagues also have taken this course before. Overall, very positive. Again, a lot of the pros that they mentioned were the same pros I did, about the fact that you can do this at your own pace, and it's a very quick and easy course overall to take. You get CMEs for it, by the way. But they did mention a lot of the same cons I did. Now, overall, they were willing to recommend it, and they said that they would recommend it to another person if they were interested in it. And I would do the same thing. Again, I believe that HeartCode ACLS is a decent program, but there are a couple of caveats. And so I would mention that you definitely need to be someone who's experienced with ACLS to take this course. This should not be your only source for learning ACLS. None of these courses, I think, should, because they're just not up to snuff. They don't include enough about cardiac arrest. But maybe if you're the person who, if you ever are around a cardiac arrest, something went horribly wrong because you're not in the right setting, maybe it's decent for you. But really, I believe that if you're going to be working with critical patients at all, you should really get an in-depth review of cardiac arrest, not just the 1 day or 2 day ACLS class that really sticks with the basics. Really learn this better. It'll benefit you, it'll benefit your patients, and it's actually just a good thing to know. But if you are someone who is in a remote setting and you're just trying to get at least part of this course without having to venture somewhere else, it may be a good, decent start. Again, you can do this at your own pace. When you pay for the course, you get access for a very long time for it. If I remember correctly, it's, I think, a year. But either way, I mean, you get a long time to actually take the course itself, which, again, is beneficial. But again, there's a lot to navigate with the process. It's not perfect yet. So when it comes down to it, the big question you need to ask yourself is it worth paying the $132, possibly paying additionally to do the skills session, which for me, it won't cost me anymore, but I can't vouch that everyone's going to be in that same boat. Or do you try to find the cheaper courses? Like I said, for me, that's AeroVac, because AeroVac is very easy for me to access usually. Or potentially, if your hospital offers it and you can do it for free there, whatever the case may be, you may still want to look at that. And then again, supplement your knowledge outside of that generic ACLS course, because it's just not enough if you're practicing this regularly. But in the end, for me, I felt like it was worth it for what it offers. There are definitely some things I wish I kind of knew in advance, but it was worth the experience. I at least got to do this, and now I can go and give a review of this. Again, if you're interested in this product and you have additional questions, let me know. My email is thetotalem@gmail.com. But also, I guess one of the things I wanted to make sure to mention, if you are looking into this course, consider alternatives with it at least, just because you may want to take this a couple of different ways, or you may at least want to look at some of the other supplemental information separate from what is actually on the HeartCode ACLS course. Well, I think I'm going to wrap that up as far as the actual review goes. Again, this is my first time to do a review, so if this is something you want to hear more of, let me know. If you are someone out there who wants me to review your product, I'd be more than happy to. The big thing is that I will not be generous just because whether you give it to me or whatever, I don't care how we work it out. I'm always happy to try products, always happy to use the information, but it definitely will be something where I want to be unbiased with it. And so I'm stating that now in case you ever are interested for that. But ultimately, the big thing is I want to make sure that for those of you who are out there in the rural remote settings or those who are interested in different tools to use for your academic learning in emergency medicine, such as ACLS, you can have at least a little better understanding of that, including the HeartCode ACLS course. I do want to mention one last thing. If you notice, we did not finish Min Lekong's C-collar session, and that's because I'm going to be talking about that a little more separately. I just want to have a little more time to dive through all the information and provide a little better background on that. But I do plan on bringing that up again very soon. I wanted to talk about the HeartCode ACLS because that was fresh in my memory, and I believe it's something that's worth doing. There's, like I said, no review that I could find out there that was halfway decent and up to date. So hopefully this will stand as a nice solid review that I hope the AHA, if they're listening, will appreciate. Like I said, I hope I'm halfway nice to them. I felt like I did. But again, I was very honest with my responses. All right, now I think we got it all. So until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.